no arguments for me. There's Nakusa. Picks up the ball near side. There's Alameda to Christensen. Wilcox can't hold on to it. Ball picked up now by Cooley. Bular runs a little interference to slow down the ball. Back to O'Donnell. Kicking the ball up. About midfield. 44-40 time. Going on 5 minutes into the second half. Gusa about 35 minutes away from another South Central Conference victory. It'll be their second. Playoff brackets come out next week, so we'll see where Nakusa plays, who they play. There's some suspicion on a few things with it, as coaches always wonder, as the ball slides out of bounds, and that will be actually a free kick coming up for the Eagles on a foul against Nakusa. And then, of course, the Milwaukee Bucks continuing their preseason. They started to have another one against the Pistons tonight. Can't believe it's that time of year already. Halloween, NBA, NHL starting. The River Kings. They had a rough start to their tournament today. They dropped one 2-0 to, I want to say that was... Ball slides out of play on the far side. Throw in coming for Nakusa. This is the River Kings again. They dropped their opening game against Red Granite. They're the Red Bank Generals, excuse me. And they got another one coming up against Westchester tonight. So we'll see if they can get right the ship, so to speak. As Nakusa picks up the ball on their end and tries to get it back down, and they're unable to. So any minute now, the River Kings should be starting to play. That was a couple substitutions in and out for both teams. I believe that is Rachel Peterson making her way in for Nakusa. Out goes Ryan Geller up. Oh boy, here comes the Eagles in a shot and just barely away from the far post. Boy, that was a close opportunity. Quentin Keeney, he had a chance, but it goes out of the back end line, as there will be a corner kick coming for Cooley. Almost catching Nakusa napping. Gavin Shirky to be doing the honors. So they stop the clock. As you move the flag, and you're not supposed to do that at all. Now they can run the clock. So they boot it, and that's going to be picked up by Nakusa. Peterson running some interference there, pushing the Cooley player to the outside, and that's going to be scooped up on a big save there by Jameson Clark. Good job there. And now he kicks it all the way back down to midfield. Kolar's there first. Picked up by Chinbald. And bouncing ball midfield. Neither team really having a possession at the moment. Now it's picked up by Nakusa, booted back down. Christensen, he gets knocked down. Midfield, Wilcox with it. As he spins, tries to race upfield, and he does. And he gets met by a Cooley player. Centered, picked up. Trying to find a guy across the way. And the ball's bouncing. Goalie's out of the box. And it is cleared by Cooley. That was a great job as he came out to challenge Declan. Brecken Kolar. Went out to challenge him. And Kolar was able to get it past him, but nobody was able to drive it home. So throw in coming for Kolar. He's looking for somewhere to go with it. As Kolar looks to get the ball back, but Christensen does. Christensen, his pocket picked, sent across the way, then back to him. Bringing up the far side, trying to center it as Nakusa. They can't quite get anybody there. Ball's loose in the goal box. Both teams fighting for it. Shot turned away by Nakusa. And the ball squirts back out to midfield as Christensen wins the race for it. 50 minutes into the game, 30 minutes left to go in the second half. Ball's loose midfield. Both teams scrapping for it. Playing hard, really well played game. Very entertaining game. A lot of fun to watch. Very happy to bring it to our listeners. Whether you're for Cooley or whether you're for Nakusa. Really do enjoy you guys being along for the ride. It's corner kick coming for Nakusa. I believe that'll be Wilcox. As he had ball poked away from him. And that went out the back line. Ball sent up. And will be a goal kick. So, first goal kick coming up here for Cooley. As, how about this, Laura? How about we take a minute break? We'll be back here in a moment on 105.5 FM WIRI.
We are the boy band. Your tween made you see. We are the boy band. It's painful concert number three. We are the boy band. We're 5 and 19. We are the boy band. Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus 1-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer, at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
Always a classic one with the Thriller. Great song. Great album, by the way, Michael Jackson. As heading in there to the box. That's scooped up there by Heesh. Keeping Nakusa out of the goal. Nakusa leading 2-0 here in the 52nd minute of the tonight's contest in the South Central Conference play between Cooley Christian and the Nakusa Papermakers. Doesn't matter. The time of year, Thriller's a good tune, and yeah, depending on your situation, it'll startle you, too. I had that happen to me plowing snow once, listening to an 80s party in the middle of the night by an abandoned warehouse plowing snow, and I had to get up and move open a gate to get a truck through, and all of a sudden just had the radio blasting to keep me awake, and oh, you're standing outside, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you hear a door creak open, and footsteps, and that's just enough to make you walk a little faster. As the ball goes out of play, there'll be a goal kick here for Heesh of Cooley. And of course, right when I'm jumping back in the truck, so when I realize, oh, just stupid radio. Free kick coming up from the Eagles. And the ball comes up to midfield. Ball been played at midfield quite a bit here, as neither team really being able to keep possession. Alameda brings up the ball near side for the Papermakers. Trying to work the ball down deep, centering pass to Christensen. Set up to Wilcox. He can't hold on to it. As Kolar chips it back. The ball goes to O'Donnell on the far side. And then Cooley, they clear back. But Christensen wins the race to it. So he plays it to the far side. Ball bounces up. Ball's out of play. Throw in coming here for the Eagles here. 55th minute. Throw in comes. Eagles hold it. As Nakusa kind of reaching for it. Kind of taking some half-hearted stabs. And throw in coming again for Cooley. Throw it in. Ball bounces towards Nakusa goal. And there's a race for it. Coming up for it. Shot. Head of the goal. Cooley gets one back. Here's racing for it. It was Keeney. And he got it. And there you have it. 2-1. Nakusa lead over the Eagles. And Keeney's a little shaken up here at 55-18. Well, he's all right. He's got his arms around his teammates. As he's saying he's okay. Coach is trying to make sure he's okay, but he's got a noticeable limp. Hopefully the young man's okay. Now they're substituting him out. Oof. That's a big loss there for the Eagles if he cannot come back. But either way, they were able to get through a scrum and a well-played pass up ahead to him. And there you have it. 2-1. Cooley trying to get caught up to the Papermakers. We'll see what they can do. As Rapids Transmission, they do a lot for you, as they're known for their excellent transmission work. What they do, oh, so much more. Call them today for a free quote on your next repair. That is Rapids Transmission. Appreciate them sponsoring high school sports. As always, as O'Donnell has the ball poked away from her, and it's cleared out by Christensen. Nakusa playing very defensively now. I'm not sure if that's by design or not, but Cooley really starting to take it to him a little bit. As the ball gets sent back out off of a throw-in by Cooley. Get another one. As whatever adjustments Cooley made at the intermission, they're paying off. They are really paying off as Alameda gets it up to Christensen. Ball bouncing back to Alameda. Christensen. Wilcox waiting for potential pass back. As poked away from Christensen as the ball comes back. Nakusa being pushed back on their heels in the second half. Christensen kicks it out of bounds. And it'll be a throw-in coming up here for the Eagles. 56-57. And getting close to that 20-minute mark back into the game. Substitutions for the Papermakers, host of them. As we're seeing the clock tick away, as the ball pops back out of bounds, another throw in for the Eagles. Well, that's Zach Graw on the honors, and there's another one. Third time's a charm. Nakusa just kicking it out of bounds. His ball comes back up. Ball bounces back towards the goal box. Not what Nakusa wants. Hopped high by Alameda. And out of play. Throw in, as that will be Graw again. Ball bounces up. Christensen So he's trying to get a full head of steam. He's being turned around and pressured by three, make that four Eagles. O'Donnell passed back up to Kolar. Can't get a good clean handle on it. The ball kicked out of bounds by Cooley, throwing for Nakusa. That will be Wilcox to throw it in. And he does. Played up ahead to Christensen. Ball bouncing, trying to see who's going to get to it. Nakusa potentially here, as they are not able to. Battling for it, near side. It's Nakusa. Then they lose the handle of it, back up to midfield. The Eagles trying to form something up, but stay on side. Going to try to center it is the Eagles. This ball falls out of play. Throw in coming up for Cooley. Nakusa's offense has kind of slipped by the wayside. Hopefully they can figure it out. As saying they could get a little bit of rain overnight. Bone just notified me of that. That's all right. And I'm not going to complain. As Nakusa clears the ball back out. Good for them, but they still have 20 minutes to go. Holding on to that 2-1 lead. Ball bounces out of bounds. Throwing again, coming on the far side from Cooley. Again, tomorrow, playmakers from 4 to 5 here on 105.5 FM, WIRI. And then from 5 till, about 6:50, Laura's Layback Lounge. Laura herself, yes, she's running the board tonight, and she's got her show coming up tomorrow. She does an amazing job, what she does there at the station. So many, wears lots of hats. And she does well with them all. There's the ball. Flies out of bounds. Throw-in coming for Nakusa on the near side. See what we have drawn on here. It's one of the few times Nakusa's been able to get a possession in their offensive zone. The ball's bouncing loose, and they have an opportunity here, but they cannot hold on to it as Cooley. They try to clear it back to midfield, and that's sent right back to Kolar, who's trying to get the ball pinned down deep. Christensen shot way high and off the mark as that ball goes out of play. As there will be a goal kick coming up for Cooley. Laura, while we take a minute break, and we'll be back here with more soccer. Nakusa up 2-1 over Cooley in a moment on 105.5 FM WIRI.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
The Junkyard Bar and Grill is your place for holiday parties. If you want to create an intimate holiday get-together with just your business, family, and or friends, the Junkyard has it all with a great atmosphere, delicious food, and plenty of space. Perfectly located between Wisconsin Rapids and Rome at 9047 Highway 13, the Junkyard also has the best live music in the area. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the Junkyard Bar and Grill, where it's always a good time.
Werewolves of London, and boy, oh boy, that was a heck of a shot and a goal right as we're coming back on the airways by Cooley. As guess again, Quentin Keeney, he comes off the bench and he takes a shot and bounces off the keeper, Jameson Clark, and into the back of the net. He beat him before he was able to get sealed on the post and block that shot. That was just a matter of seconds. That's the difference. And That's how we have an even game. Time of the goal, 62-21, as that's one Nakusa I know once back, as they are back in a tied ball game. That is a tough way to get back from, obviously, a break, but a tough way to continue this second half, as they have just lost the momentum that they had that entire first half. And they got a possible breakout again, and that's scooped up by Clark. Stop that attempt at a chance to try to gain a lead from Cooley. Shimbald trying to get the ball back up. Last touched by Cooley. So throw in for Nakusa. Looking for a place to go with it. Nakusa searching. We've got to come back closer to midfield. 63-10, time of the game. About 17 minutes until the end of the contest. Remember, regular season games, they do end in ties. Playoffs, they play in overtime, and they're tied in overtime. They go to penalty kicks, but we won't worry about that tonight, as this is not a playoff game. As O'Donnell tries to clear the ball back up for a throw-in, as Cooley really cranking up the pressure. Don't know what the issue was in that first half, but boy, they have looked like a different team in the second. As they continue to pressure the ball down deep in the Nakusa end. And there, we'll see what the call is. That's going to be a goal kick for Nakusa. Yep, goal kick for the Papermakers. I didn't think it was going to be a corner, but at the far end of the field, you just never know. You get screened out, as Randy and I usually do with football. And it does happen here on the pitch. So, good kick. Goes out to midfield, and there will be a foul coming against Cooley. Free kick coming for Nakusa. Up to Wilcox, as he cannot hold on to the ball. That comes back out, but it goes out of play, so throw in for Nakusa. Substitution trying to come in, and it does. Paige Howard coming into the game for the Papermakers. As Christensen up to Wilcox, and he can't hold on to it. Ball comes out of play. Throw in for Nakusa. Then come in to throw it in. Johnson's Jeep. They've got you covered from service and repair to upgrades. Try a homegrown favorite in more than 40 years. Where that's at. Wisconsin Rapids Dodge Jeep and Chrysler dealership. As Nakusa throws it in. And Cooley, they are able to kick it deep. And there's a race for it. And it gets kicked out of the back end. Cleared out by Nakusa. So a corner kick coming for Cooley. Chance to take lead here on this set play. 65-48 and counting. So we're past halftime. 15 minutes left to go, as this is a low kick, cleared back out by Nakusa. 66 minutes into the contest, thrown in by Cooley. Ball bounces high. Alameda taking up the near side. And from my right to the left, centering to Christensen to no avail. O'Donnell brings it up, bouncing along the far side. Sawyer Jensen in the mix for it. Ball pops out of bounds. Throw in for Cooley. Definitely some nice, cool, crisp nights the last few nights. Talk about a little bit of rain tonight. And then it's going to get back warm over the weekend. This morning, 62 degrees in my house, and I even had the windows closed. No furnace, however. I'll tough it out for another few days. I'm a big guy. I can stay warm. 67-minute mark. Nakusa in a good one with Cooley, 2-2. Figure maybe the next goal for either team. That decides it. As Cooley playing a little more invigorated in the second half as they bring the ball back down. O'Donnell, she's able to clear it. Back up to Christensen, who has to let up, and that's cleared back for Cooley. Geller up, takes it up the near side. He gets ball poked away. As there's Alameda, gets around one defender. Drop pass to Christensen. Tried to hit Wilcox on a cutter up the near side. Wasn't able to do it. As the ball pops back out to midfield and accidentally kicking the ball into his own face was Christensen. As he's all right. It was a pretty funny watch. Not saying I would have done anything better. He made contact. I wouldn't have. As he goes to kick it back up over his head. And the angle isn't right. And right in the forehead. See that all the time in this wonderful game. Call it the beautiful game. Sometimes it's not too beautiful. No, that was entertaining. As in L.A., we got a good one. 1-1, Phillies and the Dodgers. Bases loaded, two outs, bottom seven for the Dodgers. Phillies trying to get a game five and take it back to Philly. As the ball pops out of bounds, Cooley ball near side, throw in coming up. They throw it in. Nakusa trying to get there first, and they do. As that was Dakota Harper getting pressure, and he throws the ball back in. Ball last touched by Cooley. Schoenbald fighting, and then the ball comes out. Throw in for the Eagles. Ball bouncing around. Up ahead to Kolar. Now to Wilcox. And Wilcox, he can't quite get it to stick on his foot. As the ball comes back out to the Eagles. Connell tries to clear it. Hits an Eagle player. Bounces right back at her. Ball being fought over. Trying to find it. Now Cooley does as they turn the ball back towards the goal. Carter Turnmeyer. Yeah, the opportunity as the ball comes back loose. Picked up by Alameda. Alameda's got some good speed there. Weaving through some defenders, looking to pass up to Kolar. He can't get it to stick as Cooley brings the ball back up the near or the far side. Sent it in right into the belly of O'Connell, and she sends it back the other way. Less than 10 minutes to go in this one, ladies and gentlemen. 2-2 between Nakusa and Cooley. We got a fantastic finish coming your way, and we'll have it for you here in a minute here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
What's that sound?
It's just the brakes.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all going to hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
Hey, you. Yes, you. You are important. Too, your birthday should be a fiesta. And at Rodeo Grill, it is. With a free birthday meal, dessert, and special birthday song, celebrate yourself as you do so much for others. Rodeo Grill on 8th Street, South Wisconsin Rapids.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
And as I always say, commercial break, something's going to happen. Nakusa had an opportunity. There was a free kick from the near side taken by Brecken Kolar. And he got the shot. went over the wall of Cooley players, set 10 yards out, was going near post. Keeper, Keish, got his hands on it and bounced up in the air and started going behind him, and he got his hands on it again to pull it back, and boy, that was close to Nakusa getting the edge, but they have not yet, as we still sit 2-2, under 8 minutes to go in regulation. Ball being in the Cooley end, and it will be out of play. Corner kick coming for Nakusa. As that was a delayed call, but it's a call nonetheless, and here we go. We're going to have 7 minutes to go, and I would almost guarantee next goal, if there is one, wins it. Far side. There's the kick coming from. That is sent in. It's going to be a little short. Pops high up into the air. Nakusa has it. And then the ball gets cleared back out by Cooley in front of the Nakusa bench. Out of play. Throw in for Nakusa. Nakusa still trying to keep something going. And now a throw in for Cooley. As we have a flag up, throw in, as it will be now for Nakusa. An illegal throw in. He didn't bring the ball completely over his head. So that is a rule for those of you who may not be well versed in soccer. As the ball wasn't whistled ready for play. So now, we've got about 6 minutes to go. Ball's thrown in. Bouncing around. Trying to figure out what can happen here. As Cooley tried to clear it. They're just packing their defense in, trying to get a tie. As Nakuso, they want to score. And there's a breakout now. Guess who? That would be Keane. Quentin Keane, as he scored both goals tonight. And now getting behind the defense is the Eagles. That's Titus Traylor. And it's a shot and scooped up by Clark as he keeps that goal out of the back of the net. Both teams have had chances here in the last 8 minutes. We'll see if anyone can get through, as there's a foul up against Keeney, and it will be a free kick for Nakusa. Five minutes to go. Nakusa, Cooley, tied 2-2. Ball kicked down into the offensive end for Nakusa. They can't gain possession of it. Now they do. Christensen sends it. Had a real strong shot, and that's cleared by Cooley. Throw in coming for Nakusa. So they're going to stop the clock. Called stop the clock for a substitution. They'd have that rule and under 5 minutes to go, and now wind the clock they go. Throw in for Nakusa. Throw in coming from Ryan Geller up. Ball kicked out of bounds by Keeney. Now Nakusa, they're feeling a little bit of urgency as Jameson Clark throws it up. Excuse me, not Clark. He's playing in goal. That would be Dakota Harper. 15-16. There's a ball thrown in. And it's nice collision on the near side as the ball is just floated towards the corner. Kusa trying to walk that in, as that was Sawyer Jensen. He was just not able to do it. Wilcox tried to get that passed up to a teammate slashing towards the box. Was not able to. Now there's a goal kick for Cooley. Ball comes up to midfield. Sent back down by O'Connell. Under four minutes to go. 2-2 Nakusa and Cooley. As the ball goes out of play. Last touched by Nakusa. Cooley throws it in. Can't hold it in as Nakusa, as we got 3:10 to go. Harper kicks it back out. Centering attempt for Cooley. Nakusa is all over it. They try to send it back out to midfield. Ball, shot, sent in wide of the mark. Covered up by Clark as he boots it all the way down. Slips on the getting slick turf as we are under 3 minutes to go. Header from Wilcox. He's battling with the ball. He's battling. He's got about four players around him from Cooley. Jensen tries to lead it up ahead to his teammate, Alameda. He gets there before it goes out of play. Centering to Jensen. The Geller up to Christensen. Ball comes through, and that's going to be scooped up by Heesch to keep Nakusa out there as we're about 2 minutes 20 seconds away from a potential draw. As there's a hard collision knocking down Christensen for a foul with 2 minutes to go. Free kick coming for Nakusa. Let's see if he's going to take a one-timer or something short. As they're going to have Jarrett Wilcox do the honors here. Jarrett winds up, hand in the air, put to ball. And he tried to get it short. Ball's bouncing. Trying to get there is Rodriguez. She can't get there. And it's kicked way back out to midfield. Cooley foils that opportunity for Nakusa. As the ball bounces back to midfield. Rodriguez chips it towards the middle. Kolar trying to race back in there and get a lending foot in that. Trying to bring things back. Rodeo Grill is that blast of Mexican flavor you never knew you were missing. Authentic food, festive drinks, and family-friendly atmosphere. You add some flavor to your week at the new Rodeo Grill. Haven't been there yet. Looking forward to it when I get the chance. As there's a cramp going on for the Nakusa keeper, Jameson Clark. And there's stoppage of play, 78-57, so minute 3. 63 seconds left to go as the trainer runs out there. Checking other scores, see if there's anything else of note. The 1-1 between the Dodgers and Phillies in the eighth. And then the good friends and the Brewers and Cubs, nothing yet. And then in the NFL, 13-3, Giants over the Eagles. So, some surprises there. Don't know what to make out of some of these teams and games or any of it. You just never know. That's why you play the games. As they're working, I believe, on his hip, that being Clark. He's stretching that out. He's up. He's walking very gingerly as they're going to bring in a substitute keeper. That substitute is Christensen, Declan Christensen. So you take one of your good attackers and put them back in goal. Now it looks like you almost do try to play for a draw. Not saying that Nakusa doesn't have other good ball players, because they do. Just got to change up how they attack. So a slow, gingerly walk off the field for Clark. Hopefully the young man's okay. We still have 63 seconds to go. We'll see how things conclude here. So Cooley, they will be throwing it in. Here with 63 seconds to go. And that's picked up by Nakusa. And Nakusa with the ball near side as they're trying to weave in through traffic. Alameda, he gets around the defense. He's got the chance here, and that's cleared out by Cooley with 40 seconds to go. Throw in coming for Nakusa, near side. Throw in, goes up to Alameda, and he can't handle it, and that's cleared by Cooley. O'Connell. Now there is a free kick, there is a foul whistled, and Wilcox trying to set up his free kick, and that's, oh boy, that's just from 20 yards out. Wilcox looking for the measurement. 10 seconds to go. Shot to goal! Wilcox scores it! Wilcox scores it with 5 seconds to go. Nakusa's going to pull this one out. Good gracious, Nakusa waiting for the last second. Got a free kick, and they're going to pull this one out. A draw be darned. Nakusa says, no way. We're going to come through and we're going to get this win. Yeah, but it does come at a cost, though. It was yellow card for Wilcox. As he took his jersey off to the crowd and can't be doing that as he gets a yellow card. As boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a heck of a finish. 5 seconds to go. Cooley, they're just going to send it. As there was no mark for ready to play yet. As it is now touched in a boot. And that's coming up. Gloved by... That was gloved by... Christensen and Dovan for the last second, and there is your game. Nakusa with the game winner with 5 seconds left, and they steal the 3-2 victory in South Central Conference play. Laura, just give me a couple minutes here, and we'll be back for the post-game show, and we'll be ready to go here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus 1-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric, Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
Well, you played to the last second, and Nakusa definitely did that. As boy, oh boy, oh boy. 5 seconds left, tied 2-2. Jarrett, Wilcox comes up with a free kick and a laser over the defensive wall and into the back of the net. And Nakusa, after squandering a two-goal lead, they come through and they get the 3-2 victory. Nakusa, they scored in the opening seconds of the game, just 42 seconds in, when Wilcox beat the keeper from Heesh, as he goes through for the 1-0 lead for Nakusa. At just 42 seconds in, Nakusa strikes again at 16:20, this time on a corner kick from Wilcox towards Declan Christensen. And there you have it. A last second yellow card for Cooley. And it's a 2-0 lead at halftime for Nakusa. Now, in the second half, that was a different team out there for Cooley, as they took the attack to Nakusa and they did not let up. And they went on as there is a discussion going on down here about the next level, and might be a game we bring your way. We'll see how the rest of the schedule goes. But second half, that was a brand new, whole new team of Cooley, as they were able to score at 55-18. That one scored by Quentin Keeney, and you remember that name because he went through and he got the next one just about 7 minutes later at 62-21, and now we've got a brand new soccer game. Well, it was good. Both teams back and forth, playing up at a lot of midfield. And then the fun began, as the Nakusa keeper, he unfortunately had to exit the game, that being Jameson Clark. He had to leave the game with a leg injury, sending in Declan Christensen to finish things up, and kind of wondering what was going to be happening there, because he's one of the attacking players for the Papermakers, so that changed up their offensive set. But not to worry, with less than a minute to go, less than 10 seconds to go, Wilcox, he gets it done. That's senior leadership. He does it, as he takes a free kick from about 15 yards out, 20 yards out, and one times it over the defensive wall into the back of the net with 5 seconds to go. And there you have it. Your Nakusa Papermakers get the 3-2 victory over the Cooley Christian Eagles. So, looking up at the schedule next, tomorrow night, 6:50, got our final regular season football game coming your way, as the Nakusa Papermakers, they host the Wisconsin Dells Chiefs. 6:50 pregame, myself on the call of that one. Going to be a fun time as always. Always a lot of fun coming down to Nakusa. So looking forward to that, as going through the senior recognition by Nakusa coach Chris Goodwin. So we're going to let them take care of that. And then, of course, tomorrow, before all that happens, though, before our game, 4 to 5 playmakers here on 1055 FM WIRI, as James and Seth will be bringing you all kinds of sports knowledge and stories and stats and good talk. I might even get it, if I get a chance, I might call in. And then Laura's Lounge from 5 up until the pregame show. Get some laid-back, cool, calm music. Get you through your early afternoon before Football Friday nights. So looking forward to that. Not much on the schedule for sports next week, of course. Playmakers Monday, Wednesday, Friday. That's what's on the schedule as of right now. And then next Friday, it starts River Kings Hockey. Rapids Hudson Avoc just before 7 o'clock. That'll be a good one for you guys. And getting to start building hockey up and down the river. So, yet again, Nakusa, 5 seconds left. They get the goal they needed, and then they got the win here on senior night, as the Nakusa Papermakers take down the Cooley Christian Eagles 3-2. So, for all of our sponsors out there, we appreciate you all so much. Couldn't do it without you guys. High School Sports, proudly brought the season by Rodeo Grill, Johnson Sons Chrysler Jeep, Junkyard Bar and Grill, A Street Auto, Econ Electric, Inc., and Rapids Transmission. WRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would help to bring these games to our listeners. Home of country favorites and classics, 105.5 WIRI. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app. So with that, all our sponsors, Laura Berg back in the studio. Laura, amazing job as always. Always good getting to work with you on these games. And for myself, Mike Comer, have a great night, everybody. And we'll catch you tomorrow here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
WIRI, on your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
And this country's what I love. me, crickets serenading in the yard. What more could two people ask for, laying here in love beneath the stars? Now this is where I want to raise my kids, just the way my mom and daddy did. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. I was born country.
Somebody done me wrong. Don't think for a minute that I'm gonna sit around and sing some old sad song. I believe it's half full, not a half empty glass. Every day I wake up knowing it could be my time. So bring on the sunshine, the hell with the red wine, pour me some moonshine. When I'm gone, put it in stone, he left nothing behind. I ain't here for a long time, I'm here for a good time. What they'd like to do, but I like to do just what I like. I'll take the chance, dance the dance. It might be wrong, but then again it might be right. There's no way of knowing what tomorrow brings. Life's too short to waste it. Say bring on anything. I ain't here for a long time, I'm here for a good time. So bring on the sunshine, the hair with the red wine, pour me some moonshine. When I'm gone, put it in stone, he left nothing behind. I ain't here for a long time,
Wisconsin, and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Mm-hmm. Daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. 'Cause I was thinking that a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by